Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. We are chatting again with the president and CEO, Cherie Leadon. Now, Gold Bull Resources is focused at the Sandman project in Nevada. This project already has just short of 500,000 ounce gold resource, grading right around 0.7 grams per ton. This asset is also about 23 kilometers south of the Sleeper Mine. This is an analog for the overall Sandman project. Just yesterday, we received more drill results, May 10th. Says Gold Bull Drilling defines eastern extent at North Hill and extends Able Knoll mineralization outside mineral resource estimate. Now, this is all part of the drill program to continue to expand and grow the resource. Let's talk about North Hill then. Start us off, Cherie, just with a quick little recap of, in terms of this deposit, how much does it contribute to that almost 500,000 ounce deposit that is property wide here?
And North Hill is currently sitting at about 125,000 ounces of gold. The mineralization starts at the surface. Mineralization is 100% oxidized, which bodes very well for future processing, and particularly heap leach processing. And contained within the 0.7 gram a ton oxide resource that we have at surface, we also have some narrow high-grade hits at North Hill. And this has always given us confidence that there is a high-grade sleeper-style feeder that could be sitting below, essentially generating the North Hill oxidized hill that we see at the surface. So that's the target. The target is twofold: expanding on the oxide resource at the surface and certainly looking for these high-grade feeders where there could be another sleeper-style deposit lurking.
Well, I think that's an interesting point for investors to think about, Cherie, and that is that you have all this oxidized gold at surface at North Hill, but you don't really know where it came from. And so if you do some of that deeper drilling and test and step out, what do you think is possible on a deposit like that if you were to find some of those feeder zones?
So our target is essentially a sleeper analog. You know, that's why we've got John Wood, who discovered Sleeper, acting as our advisor. And we're certainly looking at the contact of the basement rocks and the volcanic rocks, looking for a fault at the intersection where there could be a pressure release and another sleeper-style Bonanza gold vein. So the target is that the high-grade Bonanza gold veins. And, for example, in this announcement that we released yesterday, 1.5 meters going at 9.3 grams a ton. And those kind of numbers are not normal in your low-grade oxide that is common in Nevada. So usually your typical oxidized deposit in Nevada tends to be close to 0.5 gram a ton gold. And at today's gold price, you would be very happy with a resource of 0.5 gram a ton gold. But what is not normal is hitting things like 1.5 meters at 9 grams a ton. Yeah, our most recent announcement indicated another similar high-grade hit at our Silica Ridge deposit. So we've got all these bonanza hits within our low-grade oxide, which just really begs for additional work. And the more drill holes we put into this thing, the more we're using the data as vectors to work out exactly where the high grade is, because these high, like Sleeper, was only the size of, like a vehicle, but it contained visible gold and was extremely high grade over that narrow width. So to get to that narrow width in a drill hole, we're really using all the pieces of data as vectors, including the geochem and the drill holes and the geophysics at the surface.
There is also hole 39 that says it extended the resource by about 80 meters to the east. This drill result came in a little bit lower grade. Well, not quite that 9 grams per ton that you mentioned, but it was about 4.6 meters at 0.94 grams per ton. This is only 39.5 meters downhole. How is this going about playing into the overall model here at North Hill? Not as high grade, but still mineralization 80 meters to the east.
Yeah, holes such as hole 39, although they lack the sizzle of the high grade, they certainly give us confidence that our resource shell is going to extend. And we haven't done a new resource update shortly after we acquired the project. But having a hole like that will put a mineralized, essentially, horizon in that location. And then our mining engineers and resource geologists plug in the parameters such as the chute ratio and the gold price. And I dare say our pit shell is likely to extend further to the east based on that number. And there's also a real lack of drilling. If you look at our figure two, you can tell basically between that hole and the resource polygon in red, there hasn't been any other drill holes. So that's just begging for a few more holes in that area, and certainly can add some ounces when you're talking about 80 meters from the existing resource polygon.
Well, Cherie, in some past press releases a month ago, you mentioned as part of the work that you're doing, you're also exploring a couple of new targets, one of them being the Windmill target, one of them being the Sand Bowl target. Could you give us a little heads up on what the exploration team is seeing in those targets, and are those going to be getting some of the upcoming drilling?
Sure. So our five Greenfields targets, including Sand Bowl, and there's a couple of other new targets, such as Mega Breccia, they're the ones that we've saved till last. And they're the highest risk, highest reward, and most exciting targets because they're well and truly outside our current resources. They're outside by several kilometres. They represent new gold systems in most instances that have never received a drill hole. And our team of scientists have worked up those targets based on a combination of geophysics and geochemical analysis, such as the lag sampling, combining all these data sets. And it's a hard job to convince me to give them budget to do some greenfield style drill holes when we've got so many open resources at the current four resources. But they've managed to convince me, and I'm really looking forward to these five holes that we've saved to the end.
Now, in terms of news flow, what other drill results are still at the assay labs? I understand, yeah, those five holes still need to be drilled, but what else can we expect news flow-wise?
So we've got several batches of drill holes still with the labs. I'm expecting the next batch in around 2 weeks' time. And as soon as they're received, we're pumping out the announcements per batch. So expect some news every circa 2 to 3 weeks as we receive these from the laboratory in the coming weeks.
Well, and Cherie, just one more thing I think we should maybe highlight is I was reading over your press release and you had made a comment that you have near 500,000 ounces of gold sitting at the surface right now. And so one of the ideas the company's tossing around is maybe commencing a scoping study after getting some more of the lab results back from this program and just kind of seeing where things are at. Could you maybe unpack that a little bit more for listeners?
Yeah, for sure. So we'll look at starting a scoping study at the end of this drill program after we've had a chance to incorporate all the lab results from this drill program into the scoping study, because we do have four resources that are essentially sitting from the surface down to a maximum depth of about 100, 150 meters. Given the gold price remains strong, yet the gold sentiment remains rather weak at the moment, and one option we have to consider is, can we get these things into production in the near term and start generating our own cash flow to be self-funding for additional exploration? So that's the question that I'll be seeking to answer in a scoping study. And the scoping study will look at numerous different aspects, such as more heap leach operation, and we'll also investigate whether we can essentially do what we call high grading and toll treating of any parts of the deposit. So it's early days, but just that's where my head is at the moment. I just think we've got this value sitting in the ground. We're in a mining friendly part of the world, and I'd very much like to investigate the economics of these known resources whilst in parallel we add more ounces.
Cherie, what about the cash component of the company then? Once you're out of this drill program, are you going to be needing to go back to market for more cash?
No, we are fortunately well funded. We currently have just over $3.5 million in the bank, and we'll have a couple of million dollars still cash at the end of this drill program and paying all components of the program. So we're not come raise. We're comfortable there. We've got the money for the scoping study, and we certainly have no plans to raise capital anytime soon.
Okay, Cherie, thank you very much for this update. I'll link that news release that we were just talking about below this interview. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Cherie, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Gold Bull Resources. We'll follow up as more news hits the market. Cherie, thank you again for your time.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.